ओम शांति,
ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन आप सबकी याद लेके जैसे मैं वतन में पहुंची।
On the day of the Sadguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances as I reached the settled region, I saw that Baba was already waiting for me. Baba said, "Come, child." So Baba received me with a lot of love. I also saw that in an incognito way, Baba had emerged many other trance messengers as well. So Baba said, "Did you see this child?" Today in Bharat and foreign lands, at all the centers, the children's elevated thoughts have been reaching Baba. So Baba is seeing all of this and is very happy. Baba then asked me a question. Have the children come to their own home? They're preparing to come to their home. So are the children happy, or are the children happier, or is the father happy to meet all the children? The children, of course, are happy that they're coming to meet Baba. So Baba explained that the father, in fact, has even more happiness at welcoming the children to their home. Baba has immersed all his children in the decoration of his home in the subtle region. Baba is not just talking about this particular meeting, this particular turn of the season, but Baba has invited all the children to the subtle region to fill them up with many treasures. The children sit in front of Baba with very elevated thoughts, with very pure wishes, and all of those thoughts and those good wishes are reaching the father. Today Baba has emerged all his children from Bharat and the foreign lands. There was a lot of lovely decoration in the subtle region today. But Baba's arms, his two arms, were sparkling. They were decorated as well. So the arms were sparkling, Baba's forehead, there was a very beautiful tilak on Baba's forehead. So I said, "Baba, this looks very beautiful." Baba said, "Today Baba has great pride in his children. The children are Baba's right hands in service. And Baba has emerged, in particular, his right hand children in the subtle region. They are the children who have become equal to the father and are revealing, glorifying the father through their service. And that was what the tilak on Baba's forehead was representing. So in that tilak, both the image of Baba and the children was visible. So Baba has great pride in the children, and he's happy to see how the children have become right hands and they're glorifying the father. There are some special jewels who are glorifying the father, and they're bringing other souls closer to the father. and enabling those new souls also to claim their rights from the Father. Baba took all the children in his embrace and then he was making the children dance. So I was watching this scene closely. So there were some children who were dancing in very fast speed and it was looking very lovely. So it was a very being performed at a fast speed and a lot of movement in that dance. And there was another dance. There were other children. There was another set of children who were dancing like the gopis and gopis with Krishna. So Baba was taking on the form of Krishna and then the gopis and gopis were dancing with Krishna. So there was a lot of light emerging from the children and that was creating a very happy atmosphere. Baba smiled and then asked me, did you see this scene? Did you see the dance of the children? I said, yes, Baba. Baba further explained, the first dance was very good, wasn't it? So I said, yes, Baba, it was a very active, a very fast speed dance. Baba smiled sweetly and said, each child is dancing in happiness. They are serving with happiness as well. The first dance represented how the children are doing a lot of service, but sometimes, out of body consciousness and the consciousness of I, they are very active, their movements, their activities are very fast, but when that consciousness of I comes within the soul, the children are then are not able to experience what they should be experiencing. Every child is making genuine effort, but within that spiritual endeavor, because of the emergence of the arrogance of I, and there's that external show. At the present time, the world is dancing in chaos and confusion, in upheaval. So that is what's happening in the world out there. But here the children are making good spiritual endeavor, but we have to be careful of I and mine. If that consciousness of I and mine comes, then they will not be able to completely glorify or reveal the Father. So the children should keep this aim that you're seeing all the upheaval, the chaos in the outside world. What do you have to do? How do you serve the world that's going through that upheaval and chaos? You have to tell them how the Father is carrying out his task. Nature is also in upheaval. She's also changing her form from time to time. The five elements are also in chaos. Situations and politics, everything is changing form very fast. So it is the scene of upheaval and chaos. But you children are those who are to bring solutions to all these problems. So keep the Father as your companion. Remember that it's the Father who's carrying out this task. We are just instruments. And then other souls will have experiences. They are looking for ways out of their upheaval and chaos. And it's only you who can show them the path. Baba then was showering the children with a lot of love. Baba then made the children dance again in happiness. And the tilak on the forehead of each child was visible, Baba's image. Very beautiful light was emerging from the tilak, from each one's forehead. And that was creating a lovely atmosphere. Baba said, just as the father has great love for the children have to merge Baba in their hearts, remain the instrument for service,
लोग जो उलझे हुए हैं उनको भी एक आशा की.
And then you'll be able to help all the people who are entangled in problems. You'll be able to show them the light of hope. And then shared with Baba's messages of certain children. Baba then gave lots and lots of loving remembrances to everyone, and I returned. Om Shanti.